It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on your FM dial, or anywhere in the world if you go to our website and go scroll down and click on Listen Listen on... I think it's called Listen on the Air. No, it's called Listen Live, I think. Anyway, you'll find it. It's a little push button, and you click on it, and you can hear us anywhere in the world. And we've had people from Barcelona, Spain, to Los Angeles, California, listening to our show. So you can be another one. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. Now I'm going to give you the phone number here that you have to call in if you're going to try to sell something. So get your pen and pencil out, and I'll give you the phone number. And what you do is you call in and you say, I've got item such and such, and I'd like to sell it for $10. And you can call me at, and you give your phone number. Or if you have a like a yard sale, you can say, we're having a yard sale from 1 to 4 on Friday and Saturday. Come to, and you give your address, and we'll try to get stuff sold for you that way. If you have another event, like, let's say, a church bazaar or something like that, you can call us, tell us where the church is, tell us the location, tell us the times and the dates, and we'll be glad to put that on as well. Or, and this has happened fairly recently, I had somebody that was looking for something. I happen to be looking for an RV, but I can't look for that on Swap Shop, right? But if you're looking for, let's say you're looking for a pair of snow skis, call in, tell them what you're willing to pay, or if you can negotiate the price, tell them what size and things like that, and give your phone number, and maybe somebody will give you a call and say, I've got the perfect pair of snow skis for you. So that's the way this program works. You ready? You got your pencil? Did you go get it when I told you to? Probably not. You're just like my kids. The number is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that one more time in case you didn't do what you're supposed to do. Are you ready? I have to clear my throat a little bit. All right, cleared my throat. 740-383-9944. Hey, we got a lot of things that were sent in to us, and if you'd like to send in your information, your event that's going on, you can send it to WWGH. You can put on their Swap Shop if you want it to get it to me directly. But WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. You ready? It's why am I struggling? I got a phone call. I'm going to go ahead and take the phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Glenn.
How are you doing? I'm struggling with my mouth today, so excuse me.
Oh, that's all right. I got a small air conditioner for sale.
Oh, you didn't get rid of it, huh?
No, no.
I'm sorry. All right, small air conditioner, and give me your phone number, and do you have a price on it? Or
$20.
$20, yeah. Okay. I got the notes from last week.
740-714-0464.
And aren't they supposed to ask for somebody?
Warren.
Warren?
Yeah, he'll answer the phone.
Okay, all right. Very good. And so we've got a small air conditioner for $20. The phone number is 740-914-0464 and ask for Warren. Is that right?
Right. Okay. It works and everything.
Oh, yeah, it works. Yeah.
You just got a bigger one.
Okay, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We move on. All right, we'll try and get it sold for you today.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Got an air conditioner, a small air conditioner. He only wants 20, you know, it's one of those window things, right? He only wants $20 for it. If you in need of a small air conditioner, I know we're getting toward the end of the season, but there's still, like yesterday, I went out in the sun, and it was hot in the sun, and we're still going to get a lot of pretty warm days, but it would be great also for next spring. But anyway, the small air conditioner for $20, if you're in need of that, call 740-914-0464. And it works. Ask for Warren. He'll get it for you. All right? Very good. Let's see if we can't get rid of that. We have an event happening on the 25th of September. It's a Democratic open house. It's going to include people from 11 different counties that are Democrats. It's going to be happening from 1 to 4 on September 25th. There is a $30 charge, but that's a donation basically going to... not only you're going to pay for your they have barbecue dinner that they're going to offer you, and also a glass of wine, because it's going to be at the White Shutter Winery in Nevada. That's on Route 56, and the rest will go to the Democratic clubs of the 11 areas around where we live. So that's going to be happening on September 25th, 1 to 4. We also have the Tiffin Flea Market. It's winding down. We only have two more months. September 11th and 12th. September 11th, it goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on the 12th, it goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. It's free of charge, come rain or shine, you can go up there and pick yourself up some neat stuff from the flea market, all right? We also have Waldo. The Waldo Fire Department is remembering 9/11 at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday. That's at the Waldo Fire Department. Let's see here. We have meet and dine with the presidents. That's going to be happening a little bit later, but they're all out of their VIP tickets, so they're announcing it now so that they can get a head start on the general admission seating. That's going to be held at Day Spring Wesleyan Church. That's out there on Marion Mount Gilead Road across from Menards. And that's going to be on November 6th from 5:30 to 8:30. Some of the presidents that are going to actually be speaking, you're going to get to listen to George Washington, Martin Van Buren, Warren Harding, and JFK, John Kennedy, is going to be there. We have several other presidents that are going to be there. They will not be speaking, but you can meet them while you're there. Also, First Lady Barbara Bush, George H.W. Bush's wife, is going to be there. So that'd be kind of interesting. Also, Mary Ellen Withrow is going to give a little speech, too. And she's a good speaker. I like listening to her stuff. Smart lady. Also, the Exploratorium, Marion's Children's Museum, is going to be open Friday from 11 to 4 p.m. And this is at the, where is this? It doesn't tell me where it is. It's, I believe, at the library. It says $5 per person, 11 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m. I'm going to have to look into that. I think it's at the library, but you might call the library and ask them if that's where it is. Sorry about that. Not very good. I didn't write it down right. All right. September 14th, Snakes on Trail. It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? That's going to be out at the Tallgrass Trail on the 14th. They're going to have a Snakes on Trail get together. You can head on out that way at 5 p.m. That's when they're going to have this. And they will, I guess they're going to show you the snakes that are on the trail. And you know, at this time of the year, the little critters like to get out on that black top because it's warmer than the air is. And so you might be able to see a few of those. And believe me, I'm not going to be there. I'm not a big snake fan, not a live snake fan. I don't mind them if they're rubber, but I'm not going to be there. But it's a great educational thing for your kids. All right. Marion Public Health will be closing, by the way, tomorrow from, let's see, what times are they going to be closed? They're closing at 12 on Friday. And on September 10th, that is September 10th, you know, they're going to have a vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. A COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. And they will be giving you the COVID-19 vaccination. They're also having it the next day, September 11th, from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both of them are going to be at the health department, which is down there on 181 South Main Street. They're going to be giving you the Pfizer vaccine and also a $100 prepaid gift card. So if it's your first dose, it won't go to somebody that's getting their booster or their second dose. If it's your first dose, they'll give that to you. So let's hope we get some more people vaccinated, right? All right. I'm struggling with my throat. I had one of those donuts that Craig Swartz brought in, and it was so good. Oh, my goodness. It was from Andrew's Bakery, of course. That's his brother. But it was really good. It was gone fast. It was gone fast. But I didn't have any water to wash it down, so I'm getting a little verklempt, as the saying goes. Hey, by the way, we have somebody that's trying to get rid of a small air conditioner for $20. His phone number, 740-914-0464. That's 740-914-0464. And it works. Ask for Warren. It works real well. And all he wants is $20. You can't beat that. Those things run, I don't know, anywhere from $60 to $100. I think the little ones that fit in the window. And that's what this seems to be. So you'll get a good deal there. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. That was the word I couldn't remember earlier. WWGH. I was forgetting the second W. We're in the midst of Popcorn Festival weekend. You don't want to go downtown if you need to drive. Go down, park somewhere, and walk, because it's a crowd down there. At least it's going to be a crowd. When I went by this morning at about 9:30, there wasn't much of a crowd down there yet, you couldn't drive. if you're a Marionite, you know how to sneak around going behind the county building. There's a road that runs behind that, and you can sort of sneak around it. It's not easy, and there's lots of cars and lots of people, and you have to go really slowly. We don't want anybody run over, right? Yeah. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun, but try to be as careful as you can. If you haven't had your shots, I would highly recommend not going down there. If you have had your shots, make sure you wear a mask if you're going to be in tight with people. Like tonight, I'm going to go over some of the things that are going on tonight. And if you're at one of those events, I'll guarantee you it's going to be shoulder to shoulder. So make sure you wear a mask there. It's not going to hurt anything. I wear a mask every time I go out into a close area or a place that's inside, and it doesn't hurt me. It, as a matter of fact, it helps me a lot. You don't have to look at my face, right? All right, tonight they're going to have, when does it start here? By the way, this is the 40th year of the Popcorn Festival. Tonight, I think it starts at 7 o'clock. I don't have that listed here. But rumors, and they claim them that they're the Northeast Ohio's premier Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Now, I wasn't a big Fleetwood Mac fan, but I liked them okay. Wasn't that the band that was it Stevie Nicks? Whatever her name was. Wasn't that the band that had her as the lead singer? Anyway, they're going to be the featured act tonight on the big stage. Over on the other stage, there are all sorts of Christian events and things like that. Our Pastor Craig, who does our shows on Sunday, told me that they're going to be kind of the MC for the day, and so there'll be all sorts of interesting things. They're going to have lots of events and people and dancing and singing and all sorts of things. It'll be a family stage. It'll be a family event. By the way, that group called Rumors that's going to be there tonight, this happens to be their 24th year. That's a long time to stick together. When I was with a folk trio, we lasted about 9 years. And off and on, as a matter of fact, there were a couple years we weren't even in existence. But helped me get through the United States Army. We sang with the Army Field Band. And it was at the time when Vietnam was blazing hot, and so it was nice to be able to have a gig you could do and still do your duty to your country. So the three of us sang there. Stevie Nicks, yeah, that's right. That was, I just found it on here, that was the lady that was the lead singer there. And so that'll be kind of fun. I guess the music will be, you'll know the music, right? Most of you. Some of you youngsters won't have a clue. But Stevie Nicks had an interesting voice. I wasn't a big fan of hers, but I didn't turn it off when she came on, okay? Pretty lady. All right, let's see here. That's on Thursday night. That's tonight. Okay, don't forget the parade is going on today, and I think they'll have Center Street blocked off starting, I'm guessing, right around 4, maybe 5, so somewhere in that time frame. So if you're wanting to drive down Center Street, find another route, right? There'll be lots of bands and teams and floats and pretty girls on the back of convertibles and what else? I don't know. When I was doing it with the local credit union, we used to have Randy used to let us borrow his fire truck, and we would drive that in the parade, and that was great fun. I really enjoyed that. I also went out and spent some big bucks and bought the credit union a confetti cannon. They still have it, I guess. I don't know if they still use it, but the confetti cannon was kind of fun and a huge hit for the kids. When the kids would see that confetti cannon go off, oh, they were so excited. I do believe, though, they still have the rule that you can't throw anything like candy or pencils or anything out of your float or the vehicle you're in. And that's probably a pretty good rule. You don't want to throw some candy out and have kids run in front of cars. That would not be good. That would ruin Popcorn Festival for a long time to come. Tonight, again, Rumors is going to be on the main stage. I'm guessing around 7 o'clock. I'm not exactly sure. I know around that time, at least they will be talking from the main stage. You know, they quite often have a lot of presentations from the stage. So, then tomorrow night, Eddie Montgomery of the Montgomery Gentry or group is going to be there. Apparently, Eddie Montgomery recently released Outskirts, which is a 7-song EP. It says it with, I don't understand this at all, if it's a 7-song EP, but it also has 20-plus charted singles. I don't understand that stuff. I'm not hip anymore with the recording industry. I've cut 2 albums myself with the group, but that was back when we cut them on vinyl. As a matter of fact, my last vinyl album is so old, it's recorded monaurally, not in stereo. That gives you kind of a hint of how old I am and how old my records are. Kind of fun, though. Every once in a while, I'll see one of our albums on Amazon, not Amazon. What is it? What happens when you get old? It's horrible. Not Facebook. Anyway, you see it online, and sometimes they go as high as $35. People like that old junk. But anyway, so tomorrow night it'll be Eddie Montgomery of the Montgomery Gentry group, and he'll be on. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there are any of these songs that are just jump off the page. One of them has got a great title, Hillbilly Shoes. Now, I don't listen. I will admit, I'm not a country fan, so I don't know any of this stuff. But now, here's definitely a country-sounding title. Hail Yes! It isn't Yes, either. It's Hail Yeah. I'd like to hear that just to see what the lyrics are. Anyway, so that's for tomorrow night, all right? And then on the last night, which will be Saturday, Great White, they'll wrap up the main stage entertainment on the 11th. And the Great White has been around since 1982. And apparently have... Now, I really don't know this group very well. They are a rock, a kind of a hard rock band. I have heard, I pulled them up online, I have the songs that I heard online were recognizable. So I was more into Christina Aguilera and I liked female singers with that real soft, jazzy sounding voice. That's what I listened to most recently. Okay, let's see. They were nominated for Once Bitten, Twice Shy. That was one of their Grammy nominations. See if there's anything else here that I can tell you about. Well, while we're talking about it, let me remind you that we've got a gentleman that wants to sell his small air conditioner, you know, one of those window jobbies, for only $20. It works. It's fine. 740-914 0464. Ask for Warren, and that's available. Also, we have some messages that were sent to us. Apparently, the Waldo Fire Department's going to be remembering the people that died on 9-1. That'll be at 8:30 a.m. at the fire department, apparently, on Saturday. So if you'd be interested in extending your sympathies and your remembrance of 9-11, that'd be an interesting place to go. Boy, we all remember where we were if we were alive back then. Tiffin's Flea Market's going to be going on at the Seneca County Fairgrounds September 11th and 12th, and that's rain or shine, and it's 9 a.m. till whenever, okay? We got a phone call. I'm going to go to it. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, on that air conditioner.
Yeah.
As for Lauren, not Warren.
Okay, Lauren.
Yeah.
I thought it was started with an L, but I just miswrote it down. All right, very good. We'll keep trying. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, I thought I had misread that or misheard it, but you know, sometimes your mouth and your brain are not working together. Okay. Anyway, that flea market, the Tiffin Flea Market, Saturday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sunday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., that'll be on Saturday the 11th and 12th. Come rain or shine, free admission, be a good day. Also, what else do we have here? We have Marion Public Health. They're going to be closing at 12 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, and on for September 10th in order to have a COVID-19 vaccine clinic from 1 to 7 p.m. There'll be also a COVID-19 clinic the following day, which is September the 11th, from 11 to 3 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both clinics will be held at the health department, which is right downtown, not too far from here, 181 South Main Street. And they're going to be offering the Pfizer vaccine. And also, if it's your first shot, they'll give you a $100 prepaid gift card. Now, you can't beat that, right? By the way, anybody age 12 through 17, they have to be accompanied by an adult or a guardian or a parent, and ID will be required of those people. Okay, so if you have questions, you can call 740-387-6520. Also, one of my favorite places to go. The Tallgrass Trail, one of my least favorite things to go to, though. Tallgrass Trail is having Snakes on Trail September 14th at 5 p.m. They're going to have an event called Snakes on Trail. That doesn't sound like great fun to me, but then I'm not a big fan of snakes. I know kids love them, and really, they won't take you to any. There will be no snakes on the trail that would be detrimental to your health, right? Now, Marion Historical Society is going to have their Meet and Dine with the Presidents. Now, I know this is a ways off, November 6th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., but you need to book now because they've already sold out of their VIP seating. So, and I think, yeah, it costs $35 for general seating. They've already gotten rid of the VIP seating. And they will have four presidents speaking. George Washington's going to speak, Martin Van Buren, Warren G. Harding, and John F. Kennedy. All those four are going to speak. And then there'll be several other, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think it says eight presidents. Yeah, eight presidents will be seated around, so you can, you know, talk to them at the table where they are, as well as Barbara Pierce Bush, the first lady of the George H.W. Bush presidency. She's going to be there. I think this is the first time that they had a woman a first lady come to this event. All right. Getting down to the last 10 minutes of the show. If you have anything that you would like to sell or any event that you'd like to ballyhoo, like your yard sale, I doubt that there are any yard sales going on. Well, maybe there are yard sales going on now. It's kind of a busy time out there. Cars going every which way. But if you have a yard sale that you want to mention, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and tell us your location and what time and when and where you're going to have your yard sale, and maybe we can get a few people to come your way. All right. It's what is today's date? Is it the 9th? I think it's the 9th, isn't it? I have to look at my phone. yeah, it's the 9th. All right. We were talking about some of the stuff that's going on down at the Popcorn Festival. Let me see if I've got any more news that I ought to give you. This is, by the way, the 40th. This is the 40th Popcorn Festival. It doesn't really give me any more things here. Oh, well, they talk more about Great White, who is coming to the main stage on Saturday. That's about all they're talking about here. This is the 40th anniversary. I think the parade, it doesn't say when the parade starts. I think it starts at 6 o'clock. But they'll be getting ready. If you're going to be driving down there on Forest Lawn Drive or Center Street or any of the streets that lead in on the east side of town, any of those streets that lead in are going to be crowded. I don't think they close off the driving on those streets for until 4 or 5 o'clock, but they're going to be crowded. I used to get down there, they'd give us our location, and you know, it might be on Merchant Street or something like that, and I'd get down there with whatever we were, like the last time I was driving Randy's fantastic old fire engine, we'd get down there about 4:30 and start putting our banners on the fire engine, so we'd be ready to go at 6 o'clock. But if you want to drive down those streets, good luck. I had a hard time getting to the office this morning. It was a, you have to, if you're downtown, you have to go around Center Street and Church Street are closed, I believe, from Main Street over to Prospect, something like that. I mean, absolutely closed. You can't drive any of the side streets off of there. So, be careful. You can kind of sneak around if you go that back road that runs right next to the railroad track and goes behind the county building. You can sneak around that bottleneck down there, but you better go really slow because there are cars and people everywhere, and we don't want anybody hit or run over, right? So be really careful down there. And be careful about your hygiene. If you're going to be downtown, keep washing your hands or using the hand sanitizers as often as you can, especially with COVID starting to spike again. We need to watch out for that sort of thing. If you're so disposed, wear a mask downtown. Nobody will make fun of you. If they do make fun of you, they're just being stupid, right? If that's the way you feel, wear the mask. If you're not going to wear the mask, please don't go downtown unless you've had both of your shots and have been inoculated. So most likely you won't spread it around. I noticed the numbers went up again, so we've got to be careful about that until we finally get through all this. And hopefully one of these days we will get through it if people start minding their P's and Q's and doing what's right for the country rather than what they feel is right for them. And the thing that's right for the company, a country, and also for the world seems to be getting the shot and not listening to all the BS that's being spread about, you know, on the social media about all sorts of things they're putting in those shots to follow you around town. That's just stupid. Okay, I know there are people out there that think I'm stupid, but that's okay. All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, and this is Swap Shop. We have a very slow swap shop, but we got a phone call just as I said that. Isn't that nice? Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is this still Swap Shop?
Yeah, sure is.
Well, do you guys take requests? Too, right?
Yes, sure. What you looking for?
I'm looking for a washer and dryer.
Oh, really?
Cheap, as always.
All right.
Wouldn't want it any other way.
Of course not. Washer and dryer. Have you got a price that you'll go up to, or have you even thought about that yet? You want it cheap, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess it's just negotiable.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And I assume you want it to work.
Well, yeah.
All right, give me your phone number. Maybe somebody's got one out there that they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, okay.
740. Uh-huh.
341.
38. 26. And to our listeners, this is one of our regular callers, so now you got her number.
Oh, no.
All right. You're looking for a washer dryer that works. You want it on the cheaper side of things. 740-341-3826. Is that right?
Yeah, and on that dryer, this is for a friend, so I'm not sure if they need gas or electric.
Okay.
But call me, and if you call me, then I'll call them and get it all situated. And no obscene phone calls.
Okay. That ruins the call I was about ready to make. Okay. See ya. Bye-bye. All right. Let's help her out. She's calling for a friend. She's looking for a washer-dryer that works on the cheaper side. Not sure whether it's gas or electric, but if you give her a call at 740-341-3826, that's 740-341-3826, she'll find out whether it's gas or electric. She's doing it for a friend. She's a nice lady. I'm absolutely, I can tell from her voice, but I've also met her once. And she does seem to be a very nice lady, and she calls here a lot. Keeps us awake. All right, so the washer and dryer, 740-341-3826. Also, the small air conditioner that works for $20, 740-914-0464. That's 740-914-0464. Ask for Lauren, even though I said Warren before. It's Lauren with an L, as in love. Right? All right, we're just about to get out of here. Let's give that number for the washer dryer one last time, just because she called in right at the end. She's looking for a washer dryer combination that works at a cheaper price. She'll tell you when you give her a call, whether it's gas or electric. 740-341-3826. And I hope you have a wonderful day and a safe and wonderful popcorn festival downtown. It's going to be hectic, so before you head downtown, know the routes that you're going to take around downtown. Try and figure out how you're going to park and walk to things, because you're not going to be able to park right downtown because it's closed off, right? But go down there and eat yourself a elephant ear and make yourself really fat. I'm already there, so I can't do that as well. But Craig Swartz brought in some donuts from Tony's bakery. So I'm going to go home and get real comfortable with a big donut. Have a great day, and thanks for listening to Swap Shop. We'll be back next week and do the same thing all over again. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.